Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Global warming news from the polls. Antarctic ice fringe melting faster. Warmer water means faster melting. U.S. scientists say the floating fringes of the Antarctic ice sheet are melting fast. They say the rate of melting is linked to the temperature of the surrounding seawater. They estimate that each tenth of a degree Celsius rise in sea temperature can increase the rate of melting by 1 meter annually. The research by Eric Rignett of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena and Stanley Jacobs at Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University is reported in Science. When ice from the interior of the continent reaches the grounding line, the point where glacier ice and seabed meet, and begins to float, its underside melts into the seawater. Rignett and Jacobs examined 23 glaciers and found that the melting rate varies for different ice shelves, from less than 4 meters thickness per year to more than 40 meters in the case of the Pine Island Glacier, the largest in West Antarctica. Using similar techniques, a British team estimated in 2001 that the Pine Island Glacier's mass was shrinking about 4 billion tons annually and found that the grounding line had retreated 5 kilometers inland between 1992 and 1996. While the East Antarctic ice sheet is considered relatively safe, there have been fears that climate change could cause the West Antarctic ice sheet to disintegrate, raising global sea levels by as much as 5 meters. But research published last January found that parts of the West Antarctic ice sheet may be getting thicker, not thinner. Most climate scientists agree that West Antarctica, and probably much of the rest of the continent as well, defies simple analysis. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says there are considerable uncertainties about the mass balance of the Antarctic ice sheets and the future behavior of the West Antarctic ice sheet. And this story by Alex Kirby of BBC News Online. Scientists say polar warming continues with ice mass losses. In the summer of 2000, an international team of scientists led by climatologist Mark Serres released results of a study documenting widespread environmental changes over the Arctic. As part of their study, they noted late 20th century Arctic temperatures were the warmest in 400 years. Despite regional differences, continued study of a broad spectrum of evidence lends credence to climate warming theories, say Serres and glaciologist Ted Scambos of the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado at Boulder. We're seeing significant surface air temperatures increases over the Arctic Ocean, accompanied not only by an 18-year downturn in ice cover over the Atlantic Ocean, but by a record reduction in ice cover over the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas in late summer of 1998, Serres said. Arctic sea ice cover is also thinning significantly. Results for the year 2000 showed that global mean temperatures have risen 1 degree Fahrenheit over the last 100 years, while parts of Northern America and Northern Eurasia warmed much more in the winter months over the past 30 years. Now in Alaska, even the permafrost is melting. To live in Alaska when the average temperature has risen about 7 degrees over the last 30 years means learning to cope with a landscape that can sink, catch fire, or break apart in the turn of a season. In the village of Shishmaref on the Chukchi Sea, south of the Arctic Circle, it means high water eating away so many houses and buildings that people will vote next month on moving the entire village inland. From Fairbanks to the north, where wildfires have been burning off and on since mid-May, it means living with hydraulic jacks to keep houses from slouching and buckling on foundations that used to be frozen all year. Permafrost, they say, is no longer permanent. On the Kenai Peninsula, a few hours' drive from Anchorage, it means living in a 4-million-acre spruce forest that has been killed by beetles, the largest loss of trees to insects ever recorded in North America. Government scientists tied the event to rising temperatures, which allowed the beetles to reproduce at twice their normal rate. We've had so many strange events. Things are so different than they used to be, and I think most Alaskans now believe something profound is going on, said Dr. Glenn Jadé, an authority on climate change at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. The story was written by Timothy Egan of the New York Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.